So today is April 10th. So obviously that means it's 60 years ago today, the Beatles put out their second album, but it's really their third album. And what I think is amazing is that Brooke has an album cover, just like showing you, that's 60 years old. And the first thing I said is like, wow, this is like mint condition. Like, how does a kid know that he needs to take care of his vinyl? And there's so many people that write on them or rip them apart and, or like have water stains on them. And this is mint condition, 60 years old. Amazing. And here is Brooke. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Perfect. I just listened like 2 seconds ago on this episode. Before we even get into it, I mean, you are the Beatle guru, and one of the benefits of listening to these podcasts is listen to your solo songs and Strange Lullabies. To me, it should be shipped to Alice Cooper right away. It has an Alice Cooper vibe to it. It's a mint, like vintage Alice Cooper. I don't know. He would love
Okay, well, can you
it.
get it to Alice? I don't know Alice, unfortunately.
I don't know him either, but if he's looking for material, that this is it.
Okay,
So
Alice, it's there for you. Thank you for that compliment, Tom.
Well, I think you're ready for a release. We have all these shows where we put one of your songs on at the end,
Yeah,
and
that's
then
really,
you've
really
had,
nice. Yeah, I've got so many songs, it's ridiculous.
yeah, you've had some hits. So I got the Beatle Guru with me today. We get into 60 years ago. Today is the second album, and I have some comments on it. Welcome back. It's good to see you again.
Oh, it's great to see you, Tom, as well. It's always nice to see you. I miss you when we don't do these podcasts, so it's great to get together with you today. I'll tell you that I did the same thing last night. I played the album for the first time in a while, and I couldn't. I tell you, 60 years later, I'm listening to this, and it has the same impact on me now as it did 60 years ago because of the energy. I mean, when Capitol said, "Never before has show business seen and heard anything like them," that's right. They were absolutely correct. And on the cover, it says, "Electrifying." Yeah, absolutely. That they had it, they got it right this time. But there's a number of different things that are extraordinary about this album. And number one, it's their rock and roll album. There's no ballads on the album. It doesn't slow down. It's just like a rip-roaring train, just out of control. You know, it's just going faster and faster, and the momentum keeps going and going and going. It just blows me away. And it also, right on the cover, it features She Loves You. Now, wait a minute. Okay, we understand that. But then it says it's also featuring Roll Over Beethoven, which, who does the lead vocal on Roll Over Beethoven? George Harrison. And it's the opening track. So George has the opening track. And then he gets on to he does lead vocal again on Devil in Her Heart on side one. So there's only one solo McCartney vocal on this album, which is very, very unusual. Of course, he knocks it out of the park with Long Tall Sally, but all the other songs are lead vocal by John and George, and then the last two are with John and with Paul. So this is a very, very unusual album for those reasons.
I listened to the whole thing and I'm like, oh, I think people are gonna enjoy this one a little more than the first two, and I'll talk about the mechanics of what happened. But the things that really got to me on this album is one, it's a masculine album, and it is just 4 months, and we have three albums. It's a great energy, like kind of like they're. Instead of going soft, even the album cover pictures, I feel is creates more of a masculine energy because they relate to women. So I think men can go, oh, I'm not embarrassed to run up to the counter to buy this. I think it's a very positive marketing tool. I know they had no idea that they were doing it. I love the fact that they tuned into Motown versus an R&B versus the other English people were going into blues. So that to me was a total win. John's voice has never been as good as it has on this album. It's electrifying. Like, I wish I could listen to that voice forever. I like John's voice, but I mean, yeah. Like, you listen and go like, oh my God, this voice is like amazing.
It's unbelievable. I agree with you. This is his best vocal album.
Yeah, I agree. And I was like, boy, did he change. I mean, and morphed in so many ways, but bottom line for the directness and the intensity and the emotion, well, wow. I mean, it's like when people rank him up as like, okay, he's the top 10 vocalist of all time. This album is like your ticket. You go, this is why. And She Loves You is a juggernaut. Like, it's just like, you know, it's not corny today. It's 60 years into, and it gives me chills sometimes when I listen to it. So these are the notes of this show, and we're going to play, like, we're talking about the 60 year after, and our thoughts about our show that we did and the album. So we're going to play the show right afterwards so people can listen to what we were talking about. And, you know, by listening to it just earlier today, I'm like, these are the points that I want to hone in on is like, wow, like, this is a really great album in so many ways, and it should never, ever be overlooked. And it seems like our people who listen to us are really into this episode too. It's ranked number 4 of our listeners so far. So, I mean, when they're tooling around and then, you know, Abbey Road goes first and then you go, Rubber Soul is really popular. And all of a sudden, the Beatles' second album. So you're like, there's something about this show. And then people are gravitating to the song also. So good stuff.
I wanted to add a couple of other things, if you don't mind, Tom. And that's that when this album came out, I'm going to, again, let's time travel. Let's go back 60 years ago. Now, I know you weren't around then, okay? But I was. And I'm telling you that they had already created the Beatlemania wave was just enormous in America, right? After February and Meet the Beatles and the Ed Sullivan Show, right? And in April, this album came out April 10th. On Billboard's charts in April, April 4th specifically, the top 5 songs on Billboard were all Beatles songs. So that us kids were getting bombarded by the radio stations that just, you know, they played the Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, and they just did it constantly. So it created more and more excitement for us. So that when this album came out soon afterward, like less than a week later, and then we heard this, it was overwhelming.
Yeah,
it was overwhelming. And while this came out, the Beatles, just historically, a historical point, during March and April of 1964, they were filming A Hard Day's Night. Yeah, they were, you know, they were busy making the movie. They were filming the movie when this album came out. So just a couple of more little tidbits before we roll into our interview on the Beatles' second album.
Yeah, it's so great. So just to let people know what are the mechanics of what Brooke and I have done, or our history is, one, I had a jazz radio show a long time ago, and then I put something on Facebook, like, someone talk about the Beatles and jazz. And Brooke's like, I'm the guru, you should be talking to me. And I contacted him, and we started our relationship where we're Beatle fans. And we knew that this year Brooke was going to be very busy because it's at the 60th year, and you are up to a lot of your plate is full. The fact that you're able to talk to me is pretty amazing. So we started this about 5 years ago. This was Brooke's idea. We were like, we're not done talking about the Beatles. And we said, let's do the US album. That was your suggestion. And we started it. This was pre-Zoom. So you had a handheld like telephone from your house that would cut out every 15 minutes.
That's right. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Like on the dot, it would be every 15 minutes.
I remember that now.
And it would crackle and pop. Like there's a lot of hisses on this on our shows, and it's all because of the landline kind of combo. Zoom didn't exist yet, so we're not here now. So we went ahead and you know, the editing was tough, and also the pops and hisses was tough. Maybe with the filtering now is a little better. We could rerun them through, but also on the intro one, I edited it really tight, so it's like on speed. And then the Meet the Beatles we did, I screwed up. So we had to do everything, and we went back, and the very last one that we did was Beatles. Mm-hmm. Meet the Beatles. And now this one is where we really start to expand. We play tracks. We talk things. This is over an hour long. We kind of get into what feels comfortable for the rest of the series. So we edited up the storm during pandemic, which was helpful. And because we had free time, and then we started to unleash it. But these interviews are anywhere from like 5.5 to years old. So some of our opinions now have changed. I wasn't really loving the album cover. I said it on this podcast, and now I'm like, no, it's like it's a masculine, adult oriented album cover that shows them in action. Playing rip roaring through their music, and it works perfectly. I was at first, I was like, no. So things change.
Yeah, and by the way, I want also to say that this album is so quick. It goes by so quick. The songs are short. They're short songs. So I played side one, and it was over like in, I don't know, 11 minutes or 12 minutes or something. I'm like, oh my God. Uh-huh. You know, maybe 15, I don't know what it was, but it was so fast that when I got done playing this, we wanted more. So what did we do? We kept playing this album until the Hard Day's Night album came out. This was the one that we listened to repeatedly for a couple of months until the Hard Day's Night came up, because we wanted more. It was not enough. This was like almost like a tease, you know. It was like, oh my God, we want more. So here we are, and I know that the listeners are going to, if they like rock and roll and if they love the Beatles, this is for you, my dear friends.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we ranked our albums, both of us put the second album like way up there.
Yeah,
because it just you can't find a flaw. Yeah, and it's just it's over before you know it. So it's a drive to the grocery store and back. You know, you're done. The whole album's over. Yeah. So I think we got enough gabbing out. Do you feel like we missed anything?
Oh, I think we've got it all, Tom. And
there's one other thing is that I really like George's vocals, and I know that when you go to the Tavern Club. Cavern Club, like that time period, his voice, he did a lot of vocals, a lot of covers.
Yes, so, he did.
So, and they sounded great when we heard them through the anthology.
Yes, he did. Yes, so, he did.
It's a shame that he kind of like got a little sidelined when he was just kicking it out of the park right away. But whatever, what he did here is gold.
A good point, because in 63... as you're talking about, 62 and 63, George did a lot of lead vocals with the Beatles.
Yeah.
And as time went on, John would end up singing lead vocal on some of the songs that George did the lead vocal on. And again, to your point about, you know, George's voice, is that this is the only, I think it's the only album other than the White Album, of course, where he has four songs because it's a double album, where he really is. I mean, to have the opening track, you know, on the U.S. quote unquote second album, even though he knows the third, is it really showcases him. It features Roll Over Beethoven. It's just really remarkable. And I'm glad you mentioned that about George's voice, you know, the vocals that he was doing at that time. And then as time went on, he only did one song per album. And sometimes he didn't write that song. Sometimes John and Paul wrote the song for George. Sometimes, for instance, like, Do You Want to Know a Secret? You know, George does the lead vocal, but actually John and Paul wrote that, mostly John. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, it's just a great to hear. And we were wonderful. In the we complimented each other really well. The whole thing was, it's an hour long listen. It's great. People hopefully will pick up the Beatles Come to America and give us another listen and start to get into the other shows, because we're coming back. We are coming back for A Hard Day's Night. We're coming back for Something New, and we're coming back for 65.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly right. Yeah.
All right. Well, great. It's good to see the guru again. Now go back to your Beatle world and stay busy. I know you are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much, Tom. Great seeing you again.
Yeah. It was great seeing you again. We're gonna sign off. As soon as we sign off again, the second album interview that we did together for Beatles Come to America is coming right up.